everybody, it's Anna Marie here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason, nah. All you handsome men, you beautiful women watching, I'm going to compliment you and your tickets are there. Alright guys, what am I talking about today? I am talking about how workaholism affects dating, relationships, and life. It's quite ridiculous, isn't it? But let's reflect together, shall we? Because it is getting quite ridiculous. Let's get serious, everybody. It's seriously a serious problem. So let's talk about the first example, dating. Okay, so my married best friends were like cheering me on the other night because I told them that I went on a date and they were like, yay, you know, because I have been like not dating for a little while and I just like took a break because I was a little bit tired of it. But as some of my married best friends have said, it's not that I don't want to go on a date per se, I'm just so exhausted. Like, I'm done with work, like, 6:37 sometimes, so by the time I get home, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so exhausted, I just don't have energy to go out with anybody. But of course, when you're enjoying the person that you're dating, you're like, oh no, I want to, like, go out with them, I want to, like, you know, meet them, I want to have a conversation with them, you know, it's exciting. But this was just a first date, so, but yeah, it was kind of funny, so, but yeah, I mean, seriously, I think I've had conversations with people where they just don't have the energy to go on a date. It's not so much that they don't want to, they just don't have the energy because they're worked to death because of whatever reason that their boss is making them do and things like that. I mean, I'm a workaholic kind of ish, not by choice. It's just more of like what I have to do right now. So my anxiety is a little bit on a higher than normal scale at the moment. But it's not fun. So, and yeah, even one of my best friends, she would love to, you know, find her husband and get married and have kids, you know, that's what she wants. And for her, like just working so much has been exhausting and she just doesn't have the energy to go on a date. So I encourage everybody to seriously just, I know it's hard, but just seriously, just do it. It'll make you feel better just to just at least go out. Even if it's not the best date, you know, at least you put yourself out there and socialize. Because remember, like your prince charming or princess is not just going to walk up to your door and be like, hey, I like ya. You know, like that's an unrealistic expectation. You want to find your husband or wife or your partner or whatever you're looking for, you have to put yourself out there. It's not just going to magically fall in your lap. I mean, we're all in this life together where it's just like, some of you looking, probably looking at me like, yeah. So then, and let's see here. And then there's also how workaholism affects relationships. I have had this experience in my past relationships where, you know, we're both just so tired where it really drains the relationship or, one of us is putting a little more effort into it than the other one. And then there's the whole, do I have to do it? And it's like, well, that's what a relationship is. It should be 50-50. There shouldn't be one person giving so much. It should be equal give and take. So workaholism really affects relationships. And I think if we improve our awareness of this issue, that would probably improve a lot of our relationships. If you are in one or if you're, you know, on your way to one or if you're just dating to figure out what you want, what you need, and what's good for you, it's good to be aware of these things because it's very important to keep these in mind because it is a serious issue. And then with reflecting on with life issues, I really don't understand who invented this idea that workaholism is number one should be normal or even healthy, because scientific studies show that workaholism makes us exhausted, and then essentially makes us, and then exhaustion can be just as bad as being drunk, actually. So if you're driving exhausted, it's just as bad as driving drunk almost, which is actually incredibly scary. And please don't drive home exhausted, and if you're about to drive home exhausted, just at least maybe drink something with slim caffeine in it or something to wake you up, because please spare us like a car accident of hurting someone else, you know, even if it's unintentional. Because the last thing you want is to have it on your head. But it's actually incredibly scary, and I really don't know, like with generations and generations of history of even in our culture, and I'm sure in other cultures as well, where we have made up the mind that it should be normal to be workaholic. And also not only that, like I'm not sure who invented the idea that we are superheroes and we're superpowers. Okay, I think everyone has their super strength, for sure. You know, my super strength is creativity and maybe writing or whatever. And then other people's super strength could be tech. It could be science. It could be medical fields. You know, it could be, you know, journalism, whatever your super strength is. But that's your super strength. We are only human beings. We are not built to work a gazillion hours a day. And I think that it's a person that can work so many hours per day, it's very rare to have that type of energy. I think it's very rare. And that's not even good, because everyone needs a solid good night's sleep. And it's okay to make time for your loved one. It's okay to want to find the love of your life. I mean, God forbid we want to go out and find the love of our life and we want to spend the rest of our life with. And God forbid we have the energy for that. And some of us don't even have the energy for that, you know. So it gets tiring. So I don't know who invented this idea, but it really needs to stop, because it's really getting out of hand. I mean, pursuing compatibility believes that health comes first. It really, really does. Like mental health and physical health. When we don't have our mental health and our health in general, it literally affects everybody and it affects everywhere you go. Literally. I mean, that's why we have school shootings and violence and, you know, people running in the middle of the street, because they're mentally not stable. And so when we don't take mental health seriously, it affects literally everybody. And pursuing compatibility as a founder, I take that incredibly seriously. I plan on having a very tough love policy where people have to take their health seriously. And if you don't, you get three options. You can get fired, you can quit, or you can go to therapy. Which one do you want? Because I do believe in compassion and getting better. But again, if we don't have our health, we have nothing. I mean, you burden the love of your life, you burden people around you, you even affect your work performance. I mean, workaholism affects your work performance. You cannot perform a solid job well when you're exhausted. You just can't. So I don't understand how some of these employers think this way. I get it if there's like some temporary projects that you have to do. I mean, I get it. I mean, if there's some projects, it's like a tight deadline. There's, you know, there is some type of like extended things, but then there should be like, okay, this is a temporary project we have to work a lot for, but then later we can take a rest because this had to, you know, get done. So let's talk about a couple examples regarding that. Like, teachers are overworked and yet we're accepting this. And an easy solution for this to reduce workaholism is really, just partner with local colleges and universities and give them internships or give them a student program that's actually reasonable where they don't have cycle work to do. That would reduce the workload of teachers. It's pretty easy to reduce workaholism with regarding that. And the whole mentality of like, oh, if it was easy, everyone would do it. It doesn't have to be easy. It's more about working smarter, not longer. Pursuing compatibility is all about work hard, but play hard, you know. Doctors and nurses are incredibly overworked. I don't understand how this is a normal thing. I have family members that work in their residency that work like 12, 13, whatever hour shifts. How is this normal? How is this healthy? And hospitals and clinics all preach to their patients about take care of your health, and yet they don't value the health of nurses and doctors. That makes absolutely no sense. That should not be acceptable. It actually puts patients at risk, because the doctors and nurses, even the good ones that are incredibly ethical and genius, you know, that puts their health at risk, because they're more likely to make errors than working in surgery. You know, God forbid they screw up a surgery because they're exhausted, or putting in the wrong test. These things do happen. And I'm not sure who's in charge of these things, but, you know, basically the nurses and the doctors that are working these insane hours, the people that are in charge of these incredibly horrible work hours, they're basically, it's their fault if there's errors. It's their fault if a nurse or doctor drives home exhausted and they're in a car accident. It's technically their fault. Because they're forced to work the slave labor. I don't get it. I don't understand it all. It really upsets me, because I have doctor friends and I've talked to people about this, and it bothers me, especially we are patients. So we are at risk then. We are putting our life in their hands, and yet they're worked together where they could possibly have errors because they're so exhausted. That doesn't really make sense. So there's that example too. So again, everyone, let's reflect together. Is it working? Is this idea working anymore? It's not. It's not working. Workaholism doesn't work anymore. It affects dating. It affects our relationships. It affects our love of our life. It even affects, like, you know, the delay of even finding the love of our life. Sometimes we're forced to choose between career and love, and I don't believe there should be that choice. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's possible to choose career and love, because essentially love makes the world go round. Laughter makes the world go round. Joy, having meaningful experiences. I believe we are allowed to enjoy our life. We're allowed to experience road trips. We're allowed to travel and experience things and expand our horizons. And how in the world can we travel the world and learn about cultures if we don't even have time to do that? We can't. Like, how in the world can you make time for your love of your life when you're not allowed to do that? You can't. How in the world can you perform a good, solid work performance when you're worked to death? You can't. You just can't. You know, if a CEO or employers are watching this, I ask them to please take that into consideration, because that's basically they're basically giving themselves unintentionally a bad reputation by overworking people. I believe that a happy worker is a productive worker. Workers deserve to be appreciated and deserve to be respected, and that actually the workers will respect their bosses more if they're treated with respect and kindness and appreciation, and when they're also offered the opportunity to actually have vacation time and enjoy their life, and work hard, play hard. Like I said, personal compatibility is all about working smarter, not longer, and work hard, play hard. I am more than willing to offer internships. I am more than willing to offer opportunities to reduce workaholism and have people have a reasonable amount of workload. I encourage and inspire everyone to think this way. And some of you might be looking at me like, Amory, what can I do? I'm worked to death, you know? And you know what? Again, I'm here for you. I'm there for you. I'm doing the best that I can as your genie to try to make your life easier. Alrighty, so there's my thoughts on how workaholism affects dating, relationships, and life. I think it's a very sad and unfortunate situation. Alrighty, so thank you for watching. You lovely, handsome men, you beautiful women there watching. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. Please don't forget to check my company information below if you have not already, and check out the meetups in Las Vegas. There'll be lots more videos to come, because I'm Amory Genie. I'm here to help and bring some insight and some perspective. And don't forget, multiple hugs a day. Keep cranking this way. Alrighty, guys. It's getting sunny. Alrighty, have a good day. Good night, people. Okay, bye.